Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of our risen Savior. It's been a rich blessing being here already, and I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, the sunshine and crisp cool air, Lord. And pray that you'd be with us today here, Lord, and you'd be with my stammering tongue, Lord. And so I thank you for dying on the cross for us, Lord, that we can worship you with open hearts and freedom before you, Lord. And also pray for the remainder of the service, Lord, and you'd just be with us. In your precious name, amen. This morning, I want to speak a little bit on compassion. The definition for compassion is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. Jesus has probably one of the best examples for us showing compassion. In Luke 7, we read where Jesus had compassion on the widow. So let's read in Luke 7, 11 through 16. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him unto his mother. And there came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that the Lord hath visited his people. Jesus had compassion on this widow here. You saw her there. And yeah, I have to think I guess you could say the joy of that widow. It was her only son, and you just imagine the sorrow she was going through at the time. I guess you could say loneliness and all, and how he showed the compassion to her there. Let's also look at Matthew 14, 13 through 21. And this is where Jesus had fed the 5,000 out in the desert. So starting in 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship and into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves the victuals. And Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, Bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. One thing that I found interesting was when he said he heard of it. What was speaking there is this was just right after he heard of John the Baptist's beheading. So we see, like, in verse 13, that when Jesus heard of it, he wanted to get away to a little peace and quiet. So he departed into the desert. But the people didn't give him much room. They followed him right out into the desert, even though they did, he still had compassion on them, healed and fed them. It was a great example of compassion for us. Even we don't feel like it, we should still be compassionate to all. I believe that we show compassion to others by sharing the gospel to them, like it says in Matthew 9:35-38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers unto his harvest. May we be the laborers to go forth and show compassion to the lost and hurting in the world and to win them over to Christ, working in the fields that God has placed us in to harvest the crops that is ripe unto harvest. Okay. Jesus also gave us another example of compassion. This was in a parable. It's the story of the Good Samaritan. In Luke 10:30-37. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. He tells us here to go and do likewise, showing compassion on our fellow human beings. One thing to point out here is sympathy is feeling sorry for people when they are hurting. Empathy is feeling the pain with the hurting people, and compassion is doing something about the pain. We see in this parable that the Samaritan showed compassion to the stranger who was injured. And I know I have room to grow in showing compassion. In Matthew 18. We have a parable of compassion and forgiveness tied together. It'd be Matthew 18:23-35. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and to payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he had laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison until he should pay him the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldst not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. The Lord showed great compassion on us and forgave us our great debt to him. That when we ask of him, and we too often are like the servant and have a hard time forgiving our brother or sister and showing them compassion as the Lord did for us, and hold things against them like that servant did, we see the example that Jesus gave us in this parable about forgiving our brothers. I take that he's telling us in verse 35 that if we do not forgive our brothers in our heart, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us, and that he will deliver us to the tormentors, like in verse 34. I'm going to read 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. It'd be Ephesians 4:32. I'd also like to read. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. One way to develop a compassionate heart is to focus on our great debt to God, that when we look at the great debt that God paid for us, giving us his only begotten Son to die for you and I. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Enlarging our hearts with praying for people is another way. It will cause us to think about others and not just ourselves, making it easier to see the suffering in the life of others and being able to show compassion in the situation. Another way is to turn personal suffering into compassion for others. We are all called to experience suffering. In experiencing suffering, we will know better how to comfort others when they are suffering. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who hath comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, thy comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Another way is to look for ways to do good to all people. Galatians 6:9-10. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. When a brother has need, do we say, let me know if I can help, hoping that he will not call on me? Or do I find a way to show compassion to my brother by helping him without needing to be asked? Or do they have to ask for help and then I have hardly gone to help them? I know I have room to grow in this area of my life as well. I have a little story here I ran across to illustrate compassion. A man had a habit of walking on the beach every morning before he began his work. Early one morning, he was walking along the shore after a big storm had passed and found the vast beach littered with starfish, as far as I could see, stretching in both directions. Off in the distance, the old man noticed a small boy approaching. As the boy walked, he paused every so often as he grew closer. The old man could see that he was occasionally bending down, picking up an object and throwing it into the sea. The boy came closer and still, and the man called, "Good morning. May I ask you, what is it that you are doing?" The young boy paused, looked up, and replied, "Throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide has washed them up into the beach, and they cannot return to the sea by themselves," the youth replied. "When the sun gets high, they will die unless they throw them back into the water." The old man replied, "There must be tens of thousands of starfish on the beach. I'm afraid you won't really be able to make much of a difference." The boy bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it in as far as he could into the ocean. Then he turned, smiled, and said, "It made a difference to that one." May we make a difference in people's lives, one at a time. May God richly bless you all. Thank you for listening.